Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Time to head to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome in Mike Valenti from the Mike Valenti Show with Rico on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Mike, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate the time.
Anytime, guys. How's everybody doing?
We're doing well, man. We're getting ready for this Lions-Commanders game, as I'm sure you were doing the same in Detroit. I was a little surprised that this is the hottest ticket amongst all of the divisional games. You can't get into Ford Field for under $400 at this point. We've talked to a few Commanders fans who are paying well into four figures to make the trip to Detroit. There were lots of Commanders fans in the stands in Tampa last week. There'll be some in Detroit, but I'm guessing it's going to be an overwhelming home field advantage for the Lions on Saturday night.
Yeah, and look, guys, candidly, I think because your organization has done such a wonderful job of getting this thing on footing and getting rid of a lousy owner and getting real management and getting a unicorn in Jaden Daniels, you're going to have the same thing. You will host playoff games, and no one's getting into your stadium. Because the fan base, look, both these fan bases have been completely starved for anything.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, you're talking about Lions fans. This is a 70-year odyssey. So they travel, they protect their house. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I don't know what the comparative is. It would be if the Cleveland Browns actually got good. That's what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm sure we'll break down the matchup with you and get your takes on it. And it goes without saying, I think the talent you guys have is, you know, better. You guys have overall better talent. You guys have been, you know, spectacular the last couple of years. I do think with Jaden here that Washington has a chance. Certainly gives them a realistic chance for sure. Especially make a few stops.
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I'm glad you said it because I'm catching hell out here because I've told people you're high on your own supply. The minute you don't respect opponents, you're going to get popped. And I go, this team's nothing to play with.
Well, that's
I think the Commanders are a year behind the Lions, but they're very similar. The aggressive fourth down approach, the unicorn quarterback. Like, I just, Lions fans think they're going to win every game by 60, guys, and I can't fix them.
That's what I wanted to touch on. You brought up exactly what I was going to get to, is that the expectations are super high for this team and deservedly so. You guys, your team, Detroit, you guys deserve it. You've worked hard for it. But that pressure builds. Right, especially when you've got that long history, and I'm kind of banking on that. I'm kind of a diehard Skins fan. These other guys aren't. They want them to win, so we get bonuses, you know, bigger bonuses, more audience. but I'm a diehard fan, and so I'm kind of banking. But I'm realistic. Like you guys, talent, you out talent us, but the pressure's going to be so great that I'm hoping if we get going a little bit, force a punt or two, score
turnover.
The first couple drives. Next thing you know. They're really feeling the weight of the city and of their past success. Is that a possibility?
Yes, 100%. Listen, let's look at it a different way. And this is something not to be shameless, but like I do a sports betting podcast to take it. I've talked to you guys about it before. Like we're going to talk about this in the handicap of the game. So what the Commanders have that's the great equalizer to me is volatility. Mm-hmm. Like, the reason people like game managers is you build a floor. This guy will not launch my team into the sun and will be okay. Well, the other end of the spectrum is, like, young Josh Allen. He's going to be Terminator on one play, and then he's going to be Will Levis on the next. The volatility is what gives you a real shot in that Jaden breaks the best laid plans. Hey, we're going to blitz. Great, he's out the back door. Hey, we're going to spy you. Cool. I'll just thread one right over him. Like, the volatility of A, that type of quarterback, B, the aggressiveness. Look, if you, I mean, look, we all watch too much football, right? Football games, everything is white noise except about a half a dozen plays. Is that fair? Mm-hmm. Those half a dozen plays can reside on fourth down. If you manage to stop the Lions a couple times on a fourth down and convert yours, is that worth 7 points? Yes. If Jaden can be 2002 Mike Vick at Lambeau or 2012 Kaepernick at Lambeau, guys, you absolutely have the ability to win this game. Look, go to last year's divisional round. Everybody and their mother went, oh, the Niners are going to bomb the pack. They were 10.5-point favorites. There's no way this young quarterback, Jordan Love's going in here. Cutscene. It came down to basically the last play of the game. And look, my biggest fear for the Commanders would be line of scrimmage, Lions rushing attack versus a Washington team. And albeit, look, you've been banged up. You're not great against the run. If you don't force Jared Goff to throw this thing 35 or 40 times, you will be in a world of trouble, because then you'll lose the TOP battle that you want to play. Your best defense is going to be keeping Jaden and that offense on the field and some 8-minute drives.
Mm-hmm. Mike, is a mobile quarterback the kryptonite for this hobbled Detroit defense that suffered a lot of personnel losses? You know, we saw Kyler Murray to some extent get there. Josh Allen scored twice against them. I know Anthony Richardson, who's not very good at passing, but he can gain some yards on the ground. He went for 10 and 61 against this defense.
Yeah, look, they're bottom five in the league in total yardage given up on the ground to quarterbacks. They're bottom three in the league, I believe, in yards per carry at 6.2. I'm not trying to nerd out and, like, hemorrhage audience for you guys. I'm just trying to do some stuff. But, like,
we get it.
No, the Lions aren't good at it, and it's always been a bugaboo. And when you look at, they're down six starters who started the year. Look, if the Commanders had a little bit better of an offensive line, I'd say, look, you'll dominate the line of scrimmage. Aaron Glenn is going to load the box. I will be stunned if they don't just try to heat up Jaden, take away the running game, and overwhelm. I mean, that's their only way out. You saw it against the Vikings. That's the only card Aaron Glenn can play, because they're just down so many people. I think the other thing, too, is get out on the edge. And then, look, you do have, by metrics, the best 50-50 wide receiver in the NFL in Scary Terry. So, look, there's pathways here, but it's going to have to be that half dozen signature moments, these plays that just flip a game. And it goes without saying, no turnovers and no field goals. Zane Gonzalez is lovely. I don't want to see him if I'm a Commander fan. Hmm. Like, you're going to have to live in the uncomfortable. And if it's fourth and six and you're at the 43 positive territory, no, you can't punt that football.
So,
you got to go for it.
So, Mike,
you can't give this football back.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, we've been saying that all week. Mike, just kind of based on what you've said and how you've answered the last few questions, do you like Washington plus the 9.5 or 10?
You know, here's the hard part. This season, big favorites have been winning. And look, you even saw it last week. Buffalo bombed Denver. The Ravens covered as well. I'm just old school about it. I mean, I'm 44. The idea of laying 10 points in a playoff game is blasphemous. Mm-hmm. I think if I did anything in this game, I'd probably kick back, relax, and root for points and go over 55.5 if you wanted me to be candid. But I lean Washington because I do think there's a pathway there. Mm. And I do question whether the Lions are truly going to be able to get stops. The problem is, look, I think the world of Jaden. And I was lucky enough, I do a boys trip to a college football game every year. And last year was Baton Rouge, and it was LSU, and getting to see him live. And I'm like, as a Giants fan, I'm like, oh, dear God, please lose more games. I want this. But Tommy Cutlet screwed that up. So, look, he's still a rookie. That's my one fear. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, that ride that's been so good, you just get broadsided. So I do worry about that. But he's so cool under pressure. He's come up so big in so many tight spots. I lean that way. I do, fellas. I Lion fans get upset at me. Oh, you're a hater. No, I'm not a hater. I'm an adult. I'm not picking you to win.
You're a rational thinking human, right?
right.
Hey, let me ask you this.
We deal with the same thing here.
One of the key pickups for Washington, what we thought before the trade deadline, was trading for Marshawn Lattimore. And he's only played in, I don't know how many games he played in, three.
Three games.
Now, two of those games he had to face A.J. Brown and Mike Evans, all right? A.J. Brown and Mike Evans kind of torched him. So I'm not sure if that's because Lattimore is just a little rusty or if his hamstrings still bother him, whatever. But they picked him up for this reason. But what challenges does a guy like Marshawn Lattimore face now? Because you've got two legit receivers, not just one.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think this is what makes Ben Johnson's offense so difficult is the pre-snap candy, not only in identifying coverages, but they set up Amon-Ra and Jameson Williams for success is that a lot of times they'll bury Amon-Ra in a bunch or they'll move J-Mo, jet motion, pre-snap. You can't jam them. You can't really get your hands on them. And it's already an unfair league for defenders. You can't cover anybody. They won't let you.
Right.
So I don't think any one corner can stop the Lions. I think your biggest thing has to be if you blitz Goff, if you don't get home, you're dead. Because Goff against the blitz, he can be had. He can get skittish. His footwork will fall apart. You can get him. But you see it anytime he plays, for instance, Brian Flores in the Vikings. He shreds them because, look, sometimes coverage is the best answer. Goff ain't going anywhere. I mean, sure, if he gets out the back door and grabs 6 yards, I mean, that's like 60 for a guy like Daniels. I think it's really about your front seven being active, hands up, and just getting him off his spot, getting him to move. The rules, and in no way am I comping him to this quarterback ability-wise, but the rules in facing him are the exact same. It's Tom Brady. If you could just get Brady to move his feet, move him off that spot, make him hold it a half a second more, the numbers come way down. But if you let Goff operate on time, it doesn't matter if you have Marshawn Lattimore, Jalen Ramsey, Sauce Gardner. It doesn't matter because the way they operate, everything's timing. And it just, to me, sometimes it's better cloud the picture. Make them hold it. And you're going to have to tip a few balls. You're going to have to make bleep happen. It's not about Lattimore.
Right.
It's going to be about what can you do when that ball's in the air.
Mike, we appreciate the time, man. I know it's going to be a busy weekend, a fun weekend for you covering Lions, Commanders. As the Commanders roll in town for the 8 o'clock kick. Thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank
guys.
You, Mike.
Thank you,
that's
buddy.
That's Mike Valenti from the Mike Valenti
He's
Show
good.
With Rico. He's on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. He's a little bit scared of Jaden Daniels.
He's a realist.
Yeah.
He's not just a blind homer.
Right.
I like the position. Listen, I'd rather...
Well, he says he's a Giants fan, so he's even a Lions fan.
He's being objective.
Yeah.
I'd rather be 15-2, you know, but 13-5 ain't bad.
No, it's amazing. No.
What are they?
13-5.
I know we
Commanders.
Are.
The Lions are 15-2.
They're 15-2 with all their games they played.
Yeah, because they had a bye.
Yeah, they had a bye.
Right.
Yeah.
One less.
So it's really not that different.
It's a few games different.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
When you actually, like, I've been thinking of it like they're 15-2, and in the back of my brain, I'm kind of like thinking like we're like a 9-win team.
Right.
Oh, wait a second. We actually won 13.
13
Double digit wins by a
we're
lot.
We're actually only 2 wins better.
Yep.
Why? You know what? It is disrespectful.
What, the number?
We asked that yesterday. It's not like
That's
we're a 9-win.
Of the day.
It's not like we're a 9-win wild card team.
Can vote at Junks Radio.
Yeah, I don't know. Now I'm starting to feel disrespected.
By the way, Big Keith, ex-Navy, to answer your question.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.